The O-God listened attentively. Susan was amazed. He didn't seem to disbelieve anything. She'd never been able to talk like this before, and said so.
"I think it's because I haven't got any preconceived ideas," said the O-God. "It comes of not having been conceived, probably."
"Well, that's how it is, anyway," said Susan. "Obviously, I haven't inherited physical characteristics. I suppose I just look at the world in a certain way."
"What way?"
"It doesn't always present barriers. Like this, for example." She closed her eyes. She felt better if she didn't see what she was doing. Part of her would keep on insisting it was impossible. All she felt was a faintly cold, prickling sensation. "What did I just do?" she said, her eyes still shut.
You waved your hand through the table," said the O-God.
"You see?"
I assume that most humans can't do that."
"No!"
"You don't have to shout. I'm not very experienced about humans, am I? Apart from around the point the sun shines through the gap in the curtains. And then they're mainly wishing that the ground would open up and swallow them. I mean, the humans, not the curtains."
Susan leaned back in her chair and knew that a tiny part of her brain was saying, "Yes, there is a chair here. It's a real thing. You can sit on it." "There's other things," she said. "I can remember things. Things that haven't happened yet."
"Isn't that useful?"
"No, because I never know what they... Look, it's like looking at the future through a keyhole. You see bits of things, but you never really know what they mean until you arrive where they are and see where the bit fits in."
"That could be a problem," said the O-God politely.
"Believe me, it's the waiting that's the worst part. You keep watching out for one of the bits to go past. I mean, I don't usually remember anything useful about the future, just twisted little clues that don't make sense until it's too late. Are you sure you don't know why you turned up at the Hogfather's castle?"
"No, I just remember being a... Well, can you understand what I mean by a disembodied mind?"
"Oh, yes."
"Good. Now, can you understand what I mean by a disembodied headache? And then, next moment, I was lying on a back I didn't used to have, in a lot of cold white stuff I'd never seen before. But I suppose if you're going to pop into existence, you've got to do it somewhere."
"Somewhere where someone else who should have existed didn't," said Susan, half to herself.
"Pardon?"
"The Hogfather wasn't there," said Susan. "He shouldn't have been there anyway, not tonight. But this time he wasn't there, not because he was somewhere else, but because he wasn't anywhere anymore. Even his castle was vanishing."
"I expect I shall get the hang of this incarnation business as I go along," said the O-God.
"Most people," Susan began. A shudder ran through her body. "Oh no, what's he doing? What's he doing?"
"A job well done, I fancy."
The sleigh thundered across the night. Frozen fields passed underneath. "Hmm," said Albert. He sniffed.
"What do you call that warm feeling you get inside?"
"Heartburn," Albert snapped.
"Do I detect a note of unseasonal grumpiness?" said Death. "No sugar piggy-wiggy for you, Albert."
"I don't want any present, Master," Albert sighed, "except maybe to wake up and find it's all back to normal. Look, you know it always goes wrong when you start changing things."
"But the Hogfather can change things. Little miracles all over the place, with many a merry ho-ho-ho, teaching people the real meaning of Hog's Watch, Albert."
"What? You mean that the pigs and cattle have all been slaughtered, and with any luck everyone's got enough food for the winter?"
"Well, when I say the real meaning..."
"Some wretched devil's had his head chopped off in a wood somewhere because he found a bean in his dinner and now the summer's going to come back."
"Not exactly that, but..."
"Oh, you mean that they've chased down some poor beast and shot arrows up into their apple trees and now the shadows are going to go away?"
"That is definitely a meaning,
but I..." "Ah, then you're talking about the one where they light a big bloody bonfire to give the sun a hint and tell it to stop lurking under the horizon and do a proper day's work." Death paused, while the hogs hurtled over a range of hills.
"You're not helping, Albert."
"Well, they're all the real meanings that I know."
"I think you could work with me on this."
"It's all about the sun, Master. White snow and red blood and the sun. Always has been."
"Very well, then. The Hogfather can teach people the unreal meaning of Hog's Watch."
Albert spat over the side of the sleigh.
"Wouldn't it be nice if everyone was nice, eh?"
There are worse battle cries.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
Excuse me.
Death reached into his robe and pulled out an hourglass.
Turn the sleigh round, Albert. Duty calls.
Which one?
A more positive...